Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight, we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to the program of Madani Channel, Quranic Insight. In the previous episode, we discussed the topic selected from Surah Al-A'raf, who is the fuel for hell. We talked about who will become the fuel for hell. We also mentioned Allah Almighty's commands regarding how to save oneself from hell. After that, we described the severity of hell and the actions that lead to hell. In today's episode, we will discuss a topic selected from a new chapter, Surah Al-Anfal, and that is obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We will start by presenting a Quranic verse related to obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we will explain the meaning of obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger, along with other related details. We will also cover the methods of following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ways to cultivate the spirit of obedience. Let's begin our episode by listening to the excellence of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever recites 100 durood upon me on the night preceding Friday and on Friday itself, Allah Almighty will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 in the hereafter, and 30 in this world." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Surah Al-Anfal is the 8th chapter in the order of the Quranic chapters, and it is the 88th chapter in terms of revelation. This chapter was revealed in Medina. This chapter contains 10 rukus and 75 verses. The term anfal is the plural of nafl, and it means spoils of war. The first verse of this chapter discusses the rules regarding the distribution of spoils of war and includes the questions posed by Muslims and the answers given to them. This is why the chapter is named Surah Al-Anfal. The central subject of this chapter is the rulings about the distribution of spoils of war, a detailed account of the Battle of Badr and its wisdom. Additionally, the chapter covers the following topics: the command to obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the virtue of fearing Allah Almighty; the instruction to take necessary measures in every matter and then place trust in Allah Almighty. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will discuss obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers, Allah Almighty has commanded us to obey Him and also to obey His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just as it is essential for us to follow the commands of Allah Almighty, it is equally important to follow the instructions of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, therefore instructing us to adhere to both His commands and those of His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Almighty proclaims in Surah Al-Anfal, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u Allaha wa rasulahu wa la tawallaw anhu wa antum tasma'un." Translation from Kanzul Irfan: "O you who believe, obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not turn away from Him once you hear Him." Dear viewers, in addition to following the commands of Allah Almighty, it is equally important for us
to follow the commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as Allah Almighty has given us many directives in the Quran, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also provided us with numerous instructions. Therefore, our faith requires us to adhere to the teachings of both Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take for example salah, which is one of the most fundamental obligations in Islam. The Quran contains multiple verses commanding us to offer salah, emphasizing its importance, warning against neglecting it, and highlighting its significance. However, the Quran does not specify the number of daily salahs, the times for each salah, the number of rak'at in each salah, or the specific postures and actions within salah. These details are conveyed to us through the sayings and practices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has guided us on the specifics of salah, we can only perform it correctly by combining the commands of Allah Almighty with the instructions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we were to disregard the hadith and sunnah and attempt to base our salahs solely on the Quran, we would be unable to offer even a single salah correctly. The same applies to other duties and commands in Islam. We can only fulfill them properly by following the teachings of Allah Almighty and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, now that we have discussed the verse related to the obedience of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's learn what is meant by obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, following what Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have commanded and refraining from what they have forbidden is called obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salvation lies only in obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Holy Quran, we are repeatedly encouraged to obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are given the good news of paradise for this obedience while being warned of hell for disobedience. Hence Allah Almighty proclaims, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he, Allah, will admit him to the gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will reside therein forever. This is great success. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and exceeds the boundaries of Allah, then Allah will make him enter fire. He will remain therein forever, and for him there is a most humiliating punishment. Dear viewers, similarly, in the blessed ahadith, we are also encouraged to obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever believes in me, obeys me, and then migrates, I guarantee him a house on the edge of paradise and in its middle." So whoever does this and does not miss any opportunity for good deeds, nor fails to avoid evil, it is sufficient for him wherever he may die. Dear viewers, whoever seeks the guarantee of a house in paradise should obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, for every person, the means of salvation in the hereafter lies in obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, whoever does not obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will face the punishment of the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever abandons the obedience to Allah Almighty will meet him on Judgment Day without any justification to save himself from punishment." Dear viewers, the mentioned verses and our hadith make it clear that whoever obeys Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be admitted to paradise. Whoever does not will be cast into hell. Therefore, we should obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all matters. Dear viewers, we've learned the meaning of obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the benefits of disobedience in the hereafter, and the consequences of disobedience. Now, let's explore how we can easily obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The easiest way to obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to follow the blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and adhere to his commands and sunan. If we obey the Messenger of Allah, it will be called obedience to Allah Almighty himself. Hence Allah Almighty proclaims,
"Man yuti'ir rasul faqad ata' Allah."
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: whosoever obeyed the Messenger, indeed obeyed Allah. Following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the way to become beloved to Allah Almighty. The importance of following and adhering to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam can be understood from what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said: whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah Almighty, and whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. Obedience to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the foundation for entering paradise, while disobedience to him leads to being deprived of it. Hence, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "My entire ummah will enter paradise except for those who refuse." The people asked, "Who are those who refuse?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Whoever obeys me will enter paradise, and whoever disobeys me has refused." Therefore, we must make it obligatory upon ourselves to obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and follow his sunnah so that we may also enter paradise. Dear viewers, there are several ways to follow and obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One aspect of following his example is to align our actions in all matters of life with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself encouraged this by saying, "Adopt my way." He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has also guided us on various issues through his teachings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Offer salah as you see me offering salah." Subhanallah. Similarly, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding Hajj, "Perhaps I might not be able to perform Hajj again, so learn the method of Hajj from me." Subhanallah. Another way to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to adopt his methods in all matters, including dealings and ethics. The companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam were so eager to follow his example that they even tried to follow his natural actions and behaviors. Once Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, recited the supplication after getting on his mount and then smiled. When asked about the reason for his smile, he radiallahu anhu replied that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam had also smiled the same way. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Did you hear that for the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was enough to act simply because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it? But what about the situation of Muslims today? In every aspect of life, we have left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's sunnah. Our tongues are filled with love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but our practical lives are devoid of his obedience. Our worship is lifeless. It is as if the religion is confined to religious texts, and in reality, Muslims are often sluggish in implementing these teachings in daily life. Dear viewers, we need to incorporate the commands of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our daily lives. We should follow methods that foster within us a spirit of obedience to Allah Almighty and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are several ways to cultivate this spirit of obedience. Let's explore a few of them. Learn about good deeds and righteous actions, because until one knows what constitutes good deeds, performing them can be quite challenging. The greatest aspect of obedience is for a person to carry out the righteous actions prescribed by Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this regard, listening to the detailed and enlightening speeches under the banner of Dawat-e-Islami on topics such as leading to paradise and the rewards of good actions can be very beneficial. Learn about sins and wrongdoings. Understanding the nature of a disease is crucial for its identification. Without knowledge, one cannot recognize it, and without recognition, treatment is impossible. Similarly, another key aspect of obedience is to avoid the things that Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam have prohibited. Surround yourself with obedient and righteous people. One of the best ways to cultivate a sense of obedience to Allah Almighty is by keeping the company of those who are obedient themselves. When a person sees others around him engaging in good deeds and avoiding sins, it strengthens his own resolve to follow the right path. Reflect on the worldly and spiritual benefits of obedience. For example, an obedient person is often content with less wealth and is made independent of material possessions. Obedient individuals are blessed with patience and gratitude, and their respect is instilled in people's hearts. Their end is marked by Allah Almighty's mercy. They will find ease in answering questions in the grave. They will have convenience on Judgment Day. They will be protected from the trials of resurrection and spared from punishment. Ultimately, an obedient person will be granted entry into paradise. In short, obedience brings numerous blessings in both this world and the hereafter. Reflect on the devastations caused by disobedience. For instance, a disobedient person faces disgrace and humiliation in this world. He encounters various hardships such as financial difficulties, domestic conflicts, and different ailments. There's a fear of a bad end for a disobedient person, and he may face trouble during the questioning in the grave. On Judgment Day, his accountability might be difficult. Most importantly, Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam are displeased with him, which is undoubtedly the greatest misfortune and loss. In every matter, keep Sharia in mind, whether it concerns the rights of Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or the rights related to yourself, your parents, family, relatives, neighbors, or other people's rights. To seek Shari'i guidance, continue watching Madani Muzakaras of Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Remove the obstacles in the path of obedience. Once those obstacles are removed by the grace of Allah Almighty, you will be blessed with obedience as well. Some of the things that hinder obedience are not acquiring religious knowledge, not keeping the company of pious people, sitting in the company of bad people, harboring excessive worldly desires and long-term hopes, forgetting death, becoming heedless of the afterlife, and indulging in sins, etc. Try to follow the booklet of pious deeds. This booklet provided by the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, consists of various questions that help compile numerous good deeds. By reviewing one's daily actions, one can assess how many good deeds and sinful actions he has performed throughout the day. Following the good deeds listed in this booklet can bring countless blessings in this world and the hereafter. This booklet is an excellent aid in obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Travel in the path of Allah Almighty. When a person sets out on a journey in the path of Allah Almighty, striving to do good deeds and avoid sins, Allah Almighty's special assistance is with him, and the reward for good deeds is multiplied many times over. In qafilas, most of the time is spent in the masjid, engaged in worship, which undoubtedly greatly aids in obeying Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the ways mentioned and always obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Dear viewers, in today's episode, we discussed a topic selected from a new chapter, Surah Al-Anfal, on obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this discussion, we first mentioned a Quranic verse based on obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we explained the meaning of obedience to Allah Almighty and His Messenger and other related concepts. Additionally, we covered the ways to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and methods to cultivate the spirit of obedience. May Allah Almighty accept our endeavors. Inshallah, we will be back in the next episode with a new topic. Keep watching Madani Channel.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Through Quranic insight we gain wisdom's light. Illuminating our path to what is right. Illuminating our path to what is right.